Don't look under the internet.
That man's a pedophile.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any basis for that? Or like supporting evidence? Are we going to get sued for defamation?
No, it's fine. He believes in freedom of speech, so I can say that.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a pedophile. It's fine.
Was he on the list?
Yeah, I don't know, but he did hang out with Ghislaine Maxwell, so
Giz. That's a list.
That is a list of its own. Welcome, everybody, to Don't Look Under the Internet, internet horror comedy podcast hosted by three guys tonight who are not on Epstein's flight list, but the one that's not here totally was.
Yeah, that's why Jason's not here. Sorry.
Yeah, that's Doug.
Hi.
That's Matt. I'm Mike, and Jason is not here because he was discovered to be on Epstein's flight list, so we had to part ways, unfortunately.
Michael, get us out of here, please.
Moodle.
Get us off the island.
Yeah. All right, get us off the island. So we're going to go to a little old-fashioned Diluti housekeeping. There you go. We don't really have any today, but I still wanted to bring it up. So here's a little housekeeping. Go to patreon.com/dilutipod or diluti.com. Become a member because you get fun things.
I kind of like the way that rolled out of your mouth. Become a member because you get fun things. I feel like it needs to be a song.
Become a member because you get fun things. Squeezy Jibs is a member. Go see him.
Five members sitting on a website. However far apart,
$6 apart
because they're not gay.
$10 apart because they're not gay.
So I will say I just went onto the Patreon because I swore I thought I had saw like a Patreon notification come through. But all I see is that Saint Nicholas canceled their membership.
What?
We shouted
and
them
they're
out
in the Discord right
he's in,
now.
He's in fourth wall, not Patreon. That's why.
Okay, cool. I wasn't sure. I was about to put this man on blast in the Discord.
I'm pretty sure St. Nicholas is in here. You get to the end of your month, so if you cancel, it doesn't take your roll away immediately.
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't like that.
I don't like it.
Not about that.
I don't like it.
That is it when it comes to housekeeping. Didn't have anything, like I said. But, you know, if you wanted to give a thing, that would be really cool. Keep an eye on our Patreon and our website coming up here soon. We're revamping a couple things because shit's strange, and we're doing it. We're gonna redo things, and it's gonna be better. And we're getting there. Please bear with it.
Yeah, no one can get their fucking shit together, is what that means.
Mm-hmm. It just got so complicated, so fast.
It's a baby. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes a baby happens.
Baby.
I think he was talking about my baby, but that works
too. I thought
you
were saying the podcast is a baby.
It is in its own right.
No, I was talking specifically about Mike's child.
So we're blaming everything on Mike's child, even though that's been months?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yes. Right. She's the new scapegoat.
We got to have a scapegoat. Yeah, exactly.
Hell yeah.
Can I get an Amelia trapezoid? Or wait, no, you're the trapezoid.
Can we get an Amelia rhombus?
Yeah, can I get an Amelia rhombus?
How's she gonna feel when she grows up later? And like, this is just what she was associated with, completely against her will.
Well, I'm glad you asked, Matt, because today's sponsor, BetterHelp, will help with all that therapy.
You need therapy because Mike was your father.
Use BetterHelp if you want an unreliable therapist and 10% off. I shouldn't say all these things because they might become a sponsor in the future, and I won't turn down money because I'm a whore.
You heard it here first, folks. You can't trust anything that we support.
Yes. No, you totally can, because we'll only give you the highest quality sponsors if we ever get any. So, Liquid Death, we're talking to you.
Yeah, seriously. Come on now. Please.
What was that blended up grass that they sent us?
Oh, shit. Fucking Mind.
Oh, Megamind.
Megamind. That's a movie. Send those, by the way. P.O. Box in the description.
Mushroom Mind.
Yeah, it was like Mega
Magic
Mega,
Mind.
Magic Mind. Hey, I won't lie though. I felt good taking those. I was very energetic. So that I still believe in that product, even though
I think I finally got rid of the like 30 I had in my fridge.
Oh, I would have taken those.
Yeah. I would have tried.
They were just old.
Whatever. Yeah.
Even better.
Whatever.
Even more magic.
It is what it is.
I don't know. They might actually still be in there. I don't even actually know.
I would still recommend that.
We're
stuff.
Like
a Magic Mind. Give us more money.
We're like 7 minutes into this recording. What the fuck are we
so
doing?
What are we talking about today, boys?
That was our housekeeping of the sponsors we no longer have or want to have.
Yeah. Speaking of Megamind, Megamind is a movie about a blue alien looking man. And he kind of looks like
fuck me.
He kind of looks like a blue version of a gray. Now, why would I bring that up, do you think? Like, he's from the Zeta Reticuli system. That's strange. That's very strange. Why would I bring something like that up, boys?
Project Serpo Part 2, everybody!
They'll say Base Part 3.
I get to be called a clown again.
Hell yeah.
This would be great.
Yeah, this is going to upset more people. I really hope this... There are people who feel passionately about this, which...
Oh, I am so ready for this.
Which
there are.
Which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
So today...
It was so,
we have so much to say. Oh, by the way, I have no notes. I don't think anybody else has any notes. If you were that person that the Bond Skinny episode really upset, this is going to be so much worse. Just stop now.
We upset Bond Skinny people? Damn.
No, just one guy who's like, they don't know what they're talking about. And,
they keep talking over each other, and this is a nightmare to listen to. This is going to be worse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What I got to say is go fuck yourself, because we're talking about Ivan 0135. And it's very fun. So, a little bit of a backstory on this guy. About 12 years ago on YouTube, Ivan 0135 just blipped into existence. On the exact day that the account was made, Ivan uploaded, and we're just going to call him Ivan. I'm not going to go through
the whole... I think
that's
what everybody who's involved in this mystery calls.
Yeah.
Ivan the Ooze?
Yeah. Ivan the Ooze sounds like a dope-ass rap name. I'm not going to lie.
Ivan the Ooze?
Ivan the Ooze. But Ivan uploaded on that same day a video, and this video got some numbies in the long term, not the most numbies, but some numbies. upload a video called Disclosure Leaked UFO Alien Case Video Confidential Documents Old Footage. It just rolls right off the tongue, if you ask me.
Very good.
Now, what this guy is... There's only four videos on this channel. They're all very short. You can knock this out in literally 5 minutes, but it is some fascinating shit. Now, this tape that is the first video here, it seems like to me is like information that was leaked by the KGB, because you get a KGB signia in the beginning, and you get what looks like a UFO flying over some buildings. And it's all like on that old, I don't know what to call it, like old film reel style camera. Yeah. And you hear
it's
like
an analog horror.
Like clunking. It's an analog horror. We're back, baby. And you see these UFOs and they're flying around, zip zapping around. And then you see our little gray boys. You see some little gray men and they're just kind of chilling.
Can
and then
you
see
them
one.
That?
I was going to say, man, jeez, Mike. Grayman? Racially charged.
They are what they are to me, and they're gray men. But you see one just kind of standing up, and you see another one as presumed dead.
One's standing up, and then one's laying down.
Yeah, and then you see one on like a surgery table, it looks like. And that's the video. How fucking ominous is that shit? This is like the stereotypical to me, like, Roswell alien dissection looking thing, you know, like the only other like reference I have to this is Futurama when they go back in time and Zoidberg's being worked on. That is, I think, a reference to this.
Is it, or is it just a reference to the million other autopsy videos that
Yeah, yeah. There's like a specific autopsy video that circulated around the internet, like back in like the early 2000s. Like,
wasn't that the one?
I choose to believe my thing.
Wasn't that the one that they claimed to be like an autopsy related to the fucking Roswell
crowd?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I believe so.
Which didn't even take place in Roswell.
That's another video for another time.
We already covered that.
Yeah, another time in the past.
Yeah, but you're already getting a taste of what we're looking at. Again, this is like a 45-second video, but honestly, looks pretty legit. This is legit looking shit. Sorry, and I'm 100% here for it, Doug. You know me. We some alien boys.
I felt
like this was right up my alley. I don't know about you.
I like it. I wish there was more video. Like obviously.
Well, they only got so much.
Like anyone would.
Yeah.
No, I understand. I want to see more of it.
Well, they claim that this is cut up out of like footage that they, I guess, have.
Yeah.
So I don't fully understand the background, or I don't think anybody fully understands the background context here. I guess Ivan apparently is some Russian guy who just got a hold of somehow this classified footage. Because in the description of all of these videos and what is apparently going on here is that this is like a 47-second edit of tapes 1, 3, and 4 180, is what he says.
180 minutes long.
Right. And it's just so I guess there's a bunch of this shit, and did he cut out the best parts? I don't know.
Who's to say?
But there's really no way to know.
In the description, there is like, I don't know what to call it other than like title cards for like what's going on. Like the first couple seconds it is called Tin Bird, which it's referencing the UFO that is seen flying around. And then you get like Blue Boys, which is on here, which is the first little image of the alien. I'm still going to call him Grayman. And then you also have Blue Boys Meeting, which is the one where he's on the table, Deadsies. But so they're calling this UFO the Tin Bird, which I kind of dig. I think that's kind of a fun name for a UFO, the Tin Bird. It's better than like right now how we have the one that's like shaped like a Tic Tac, and they just call it like, oh, it's the cigar UFO. No, because it looks more like a poopy than a cigar, if you ask me.
A poopy? Did you just call it a fucking poopy? You called a shit poop?
Is it fucking poopy, dude?
Is that a fucking shit?
That is just the first video, though.
It is.
Do one of you guys want to?
Yeah. So the second video,
bring up the other one.
Mike mentioned that the first video is very convincing looking, and actually, it is like. Yeah, I don't know if, and we'll get into this later, I don't know if it's like practical effects, maybe it's real, but it is very convincing. The second video, however, is where people often draw their criticisms of this, and was the thing that immediately jumped out at me too. So the second video is a minute long, and it opens with some title cards that are, I guess, providing like some background information about this whole thing. They say, it says, filtrate for declassification and dissemination through the internet and media. 7 videotapes with material recorded between 1942 and 1969. Material containing UFO incidents, recovery, and study of extraterrestrial life forms. And
the lack of commas and breathing really, really helps in these situations.
Yeah. So this video contains a sample edited fragments from videotape 5. Tape duration, 180 minutes. And all this is a gray, and this gray has a name that we'll talk about in a bit, but he's standing.
It's your boy.
It's your boy. He's standing, I guess, in what kind of looks like an interrogation room or something, and he's moving around and looking at the floor, and then looks up at something else and reaches out and touches something, and he's like blinking, and the movements look... This looks like CG to me, but
yeah, it's very, it's like too fluid.
Yeah.
I don't know how
like
to explain
the movements are weightless. The thing is like you look at it and with like all the like tape grain and shit that is going on. It's kind of difficult to make out whether this is a 3D model or not, but the way it moves kind of has that sort of feel to it.
Yeah. Which could just be how their anatomy is. I mean, they're lightweight creatures anyway. They're like 3 feet tall and
hollow bones.
I don't want to. They do have hollow bones. I don't want to like bring up something that you're going to talk about, but there is a big discussion about that. I don't know if you were going to bring that up now or later. Yeah, but
I think we should talk about that when we get into the website.
All right, that works.
But yeah, that's basically this whole video is like it's this thing standing in this interrogation room or like examination room or something, and it blinks at the camera a couple of times, and then there's a shot of what appears to be like a glass dish that has samples of something on it, I suppose, and then there's a timestamp at the bottom, which is also important later, I think, and that's the whole video.
Yeah, these videos don't have like a huge amount going on in them, but it's just especially like you can sit here and be like, oh, it's fake, it's obviously fake, but this was made 12 years ago, so
yeah, that's the
who really knows.
That's the thing about it though, is like when you look at the movements in the 3D model, what I'm saying looks like a 3D model though, and you think about the fact that this was just uploaded to a random YouTube channel in 2011, you start to question whether somebody just like some random hoaxer on the internet would have the ability to animate something this well.
And the time.
Yeah. And I guess we can talk about that more when we get to the website, like part of what Doug was
Yeah, it kind of it draws the question of like, what was the purpose of doing all of this? Like, why did someone spend so much time potentially making this fake footage if like there's four videos, they lead nowhere. There's no like ARG element. There's no like weird cryptic like follow the thing in the, you know, the comments description, like whatever.
There is quite literally nothing, which is what makes this even more interesting.
Someone was just like, bam, aliens. There you go. Have fun. And like dipped out.
I had, I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna head out.
Yeah. I'm a go now.
But yeah, that's the end of the second video. Somebody else want to talk about the third one?
I guess I'll sum up the third and the fourth for us. The third video is basically him yelling at people that made comments on the first two videos, being like, I'm not going to play your games. I'm not going to tell you where the source material is, where this is, who's involved, this and that. And basically just giving cryptic, like, maybe you're looking in the wrong direction.
Yeah, you know,
maybe you're a fucking idiot.
Didn't really care for this guy being like, all this is real. I don't care what you think. And I'm not going to give you any evidence to say otherwise. It's you that's giving out misinformation and you're believing misinformation. But I won't give you any information at all. His source is trust me, bro. Like,
trust me, I'm a guy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's basically the whole theme of everything he says is like, if you don't believe it, you're stupid. And then he really likes to say things like, you create your own misinformation, like you said.
Yeah, and it's kind of, this is what kind of irks me, because there's a lot of people that think this shit's real. And
there are a lot of people.
a lot of it looks very real. But then you get this, where it's just like, the guy's just like, fuck you. Fuck you. If you don't think it's real, that's on you. Kind of adds to the debate that it is not real, in my opinion. But I still want to believe.
The third video is also text over what appears to be a very high definition scan of a handprint.
Yeah, it's got
very
like,
high definition.
Yeah, it's got like prints on it and shit. Like,
yeah.
It's very real looking, and it's just a three fingers and a thumb, like very long ones. And it's very, just, what's the word I'm looking for? Unsettling a little bit, I would say.
It's
a human hand without an extra finger.
Ooh.
It's the Dark Brotherhood symbol, but they took the pinky off.
It's the black hand of Saruman instead of the white hand.
But that's like the whole thing. That's the whole fucking shit, yo.
The whole fucking shit, yo. What about the last video? I know Doug's
the last one's super simple, but just like the other ones, it's a couple, you know, it's a minute and a half long. We get some text that just describes that they were having these meetings in secrecy with these special, you know, people, and by people they meant fucking aliens, and that only like high ranking officials would be met with, and they wrote up this whole treaty. The treaty was called the 23-04 treaty, and basically someone snuck in a video camera and got footage of them like walking with these aliens.
They're just hanging out.
They're literally just like all like walking somewhere, but like you can tell like whatever this is filmed on is zoomed in pretty hard. But I guess, you know, one of the little gray men caught whoever was filming, and basically they ended up having to revise the treaty because everything was supposed to be secret. And
he straight up like dead eyes this person filming. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah, he gives them the fucking the side eye, bombastic side eye. Is that what the kids are saying right now?
Yeah, 2 months ago. Jeez, Doug. Boomer.
Fuck me. But yeah, he really times, fucking man. He hits them with this real blurry eyed look that you can't really make out. So that's pretty sweet.
Now, there's a name. There's a name to this boy.
Skinny Penis.
It's your boy Skinny Penis.
Okay, so does the name just apply to the thing that shows up in the second video? It doesn't apply to the family vacation video, right?
No.
The one thing I will say about Family Vacation before we move on is that the movements of these things are a lot more convincing than the movements in the second video.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Like, they look like these things are just casually walking around, and they did get caught on a camera that they didn't want to be caught on.
The thing that bugs me is they're not moving up and down when they walk, and I don't know if that's just the way it's filmed, but, like, they look like they're just fucking, like,
gliding. Yeah.
Well, they do have hollow bones, so maybe that's
a it's the same issue where like there's a weightlessness to the movement, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Yeah. I mean, don't make fun of my boy like that. How dare you come at my boy
Your
like
boy
that?
Skinny Penis.
My boy Skinny Penis. Nah.
My boy.
So we find out that one of the main grays here was given the nickname Skinny Bob.
Skinny Bob.
And that is in the tapes. They name drop him as Skinny Bob, being the one that they've been basically talking with and essentially just working with. Like they're the government's go to boy. Now, this last video did he's our rotten soldier, our
good time boy.
Our good time boy. Now, this last video did make me think of Project Serpo again, because that whole thing is about a treaty between the government and the Ebes, and this is like right up that exact same alley. So that code name for the treaty, what was it, like 26-9 or whatever the fuck it was, that could just be the treaty for the same treaty that they used in Project Serpo. I forgot the name of it, but that could just be the exact same treaty, and we don't know. We're not given that kind of information in these videos. So
yeah, there's a lot of connections that you see right off the bat, like with Project Serpo, but also like the thing
Zeta
that
Reticuli.
I was. Well, yep, that too. And then they say the Blue Boys, and that makes me think of like Project Blue Book and shit. And I don't know if they called them Blue Boys or not. I've never really looked into that, but that's just like all the things. You're a cop.
Okay.
Look at your background.
Yeah.
You're fucking blue.
Blue.
Oh, fuck.
Back in the blue.
Diluti.
No, stop.
You see, Diluti out here says a cob. A cob, I say. To you.
Slob on a cob.
I really derailed this with a very simple and stupid joke.
You did. You did.
Anyway.
It's just that easy.
Yes, we find out that his name is Skinny Bob. And I fucking love that name. If I were to ever get into porn, my porn name would be Skinny Bob. Like, it would have to be.
Okay.
So, yeah, good silence after that one. Nice. Really let it stew for a minute. I appreciate that. But
so I was pulling up, I pulled up Google just to Google Skinny Bob just to see what I could find.
Oh, you're going
to
get a bunch of this guy.
I found women's Skinny Bob alien V-neck t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all over like Etsy and Amazon and shit. Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
This person doesn't seem like they want themselves to be known. So do you think we can just take screen caps of this fucking, all these videos and just paste them on merch?
Oh, absolutely. You
know, I would be okay with that. We'll change the name from 0135 to
don't. Best case scenario, we make money. Worst case scenario, we find out who this guy is. Because he has to release his name in the court documents when he sues us.
Best case scenario, we get money. Other best case scenario, we dox Ivan 0135.
Hell yeah. All right.
So what is this? So people were so enamored with this that a
people
website
are
appeared.
Still enamored with this.
Still.
12 years later.
A website appeared for our boy Skinny Bob. You can go to skinnybob.info.
Mm-hmm. There's also reddit.com/r/skinnybob.
Yeah. And oh boy, is there some content on there. It's basically just a giant, I guess, blog of, or message board of people that band together to be like, oh, this shit's real, and look at all of this information. Like, they're trying to red string this. Like, they're like it's fucking Charlie from Always Sunny with Pepe Sylvia. Like, they tear down each video to the point where they're like, oh, do you know this house? And they have like they 3D render one of the houses in the video.
There's so much fucking effort put into this.
Like, I know. Like, they're trying to figure out where all this is happening, because you don't really know where any of this takes place. Like, they assumed Ivan was Russian because the name Ivan, but the way that he misspelled some of the tags in the description makes them think that he's from, where was it? It's a Spanish-speaking country. I don't remember where. So they're like, oh, change it all.
They mentioned Portuguese at some point, so it's either Portuguese
that's
or
it. Yeah, Portugal. Thank you.
Oh, no. Portuguese fucking aliens.
Yeah. So
we're back at it.
There's 3D renderings of so they even go into the architecture of the house that you see in the first video, and they're like, well, this is from the southern United States, and then they start looking all over the U.S. There's also the thing I was most impressed with is there's an overhead shot in one of the videos where you can see a UFO, but it's very clearly taken, the video is very clearly taken out of a moving aircraft. And someone has painstakingly 3D recreated the entire landscape that you can see in that video so that they can try to figure out where this is located.
Yeah, there's some dedicated fans to this thing. And that just goes to show, if you're into aliens, you're fucking into aliens. There is no, this isn't just a hobby. This is your life. You are aliens. I wonder how many of these people are MUFO.
MUFO?
You know? MUFO, it's it's an agency that you can sign up to be a part of.
Okay. Yeah.
Basically deals with UFO and alien anomalies and things like that.
Is that that thing?
Basically, you become blue.
Yeah. Tom DeLonge. Yeah. You become an alien. You become MUFON. Fucking X-Files.
Okay.
But you have no budget. The budget is your own money.
All right. So what's the point?
And you
of
have
the
no.
It's
just
called
to give
MUFON.
You some sort of MUFON, that's it.
Some sort of made up credentials.
Yeah, you get some sort of credential, but it does not help you. You can't go to a crime scene and be like, hey, I'm with MUFON. It's cool. No, they'll kick you away.
Just hold up your badge. You're like, yeah, I'm a MUFON.
I'm with MUFON. Oh, right this way, sir. Obviously.
and a copy
that won't
take
work.
Off your pants and jacket.
I will say the hype on this is kind of crazy, because 48 hours after the shit came out on the on YouTube, there was already FX artists and people trying to debunk it immediately. It was all over the place. Shit, it even it ends up on fucking Coast to Coast.
Yeah.
Which is actually a pretty, I don't know if you guys listened to the whole thing, but it was pretty good actually.
I need to start listening more Coast to Coast. I have not listened to a single episode.
Listen to Space
I
Coast,
to
Coast to Coast.
That.
Is that different?
Hell yeah, that's way better than Coast to... That's way better than Fart Smell.
But yeah, there's just so much information on this. I highly recommend anyone listening, watch the videos, go on the website, because the amount of dedication to it is fucking incredible. I have seen like ARGs with less dedication.
Oh, well, I mean, they've had 12 years to do this.
Right. And there's even a counter on the fucking website where they're like, it's been this days and years since the last bit of information was given.
Well, since there's a counter of like, it's been this long since these released and we still can't definitively debunk these as fake. Like, the main takeaway from the website is the closest to actually being able to concretely say anything about these is fake that anybody's ever been able to get is that someone was able to locate the effects, like the film effects that are layered over top of the first video.
Bird Scooter.
This episode is brought to you by the Big Red Button Podcast.
Do you know what you'd do in a nuclear apocalypse?
Because we sure as quack don't.
See how our choices get us into trouble and back out again in this actual play podcast.
Big Red Button is for lovers of the Fallout franchise, choose your own adventures, and tabletop role-playing games rolled into one big audio drama.
Our band of stragglers is unraveling a mystery in the wasteland, and we're at the mercy of the roll of the dice.
So grab your Geiger counters, take your rat away, and subscribe to our new show, The Big Red Button.
There's a few more things on there, and I could actually go over some of that stuff too. I know a lot about this side of it.
Okay.
So there's a little YouTube channel called Corridor Crew. Right.
Yeah.
And they're actually one of the biggest heads that actually went through and debunked a lot of information on these. Now, again, I'm going to use the term debunked relatively lightly because a lot of people still think this is real. Now,
Is that on the website, or did you find that somewhere?
Yes. They don't mention Corridor Crew, okay. But if you go down the website enough, they have like this giant list.
What is the website?
It's skinnybob.info.
Like the URL. Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Now, I was reading the website earlier and I found a bunch of things on there. And this is where I give them props as well because they'll put on, they're like, yeah, so we did find some VFX in the videos, like the film grain.
Right.
They mentioned how they mentioned the KGB sign
in the beginning
of the first video is from a documentary.
Yeah,
they find there's some like After Effects like issues, like what's it called? You get like when you start editing things and you upload it, you get like it's like a burnt copy in the background. Like if I were to edit something pretty heavy and I upload it wrong, like let's say a picture of Doug, for example, I'll get, if I fuck it up, I can get like a slight copy of Doug behind him that's like faded into the background. I forget what it's called. It's like digital something, but they found evidence of that in there that makes it seem like some of this is tampered with.
Well,
and the corridor crew guys ripped this thing to shreds. Like they're like, oh yeah, we found the film, they found the exact same film filter that was put on it. They found the exact same in the first one with the film reel sounds. They're like, we found those exact same sounds. It's just an effect. They found a bunch of stuff on. They found out that it's artificial, like shaky cam that they use for a lot of these.
Yeah.
By the way that it's edited. And props to the website, because the website puts all of this on there. And they're like, yeah, we understand that this is on there, but look at all this other shit. This shit was uploaded 12 years ago. Ain't no way this is fake. But Corridor Crew, who was known for their digital effects and everything, they had the same mindset you did, Matt, where they're like, yeah, these aliens are fake. They are 3D models. And you can tell by how weightless they appear and by the movements that this thing is doing. And they even tracked like the blinking. The blinking was on like a timer, essentially, where the thing blinked like, I think they found it was on like a repetitive blinking like timer where it blinked like every like 3 or 4 seconds or something. And they basically broke it down to where like, yeah, this is all VFX and it's all CG stuff. Like they tore it to shreds, but the community does not give a shit. They're still like, no, fuck you. This is real.
Well, okay. So I guess that's like going back to what I was saying about like the only definitive thing that they found. Yes. you are right that they have like these subjective things, I guess, that they've identified as potential clues that this has, that like, that this is CG. But like, even the shaky cam and stuff is not a specific filter. Like, it is it's pretty obviously shaky cam, but like, there's nothing definitive. And someone was able to, and it may have been Corridor Crew because I only read the website, but someone was able to basically reproduce in After Effects, like the specific layers and effects that you might put on something in After Effects to make it look like this. The other thing that...
Yeah, Corridor Crew did find those. They found the exact same film reel grain filter. They also found that the time codes at the bottom of the film were made
up. Yeah, because you wouldn't have time codes in something from the 40s. Like, that just doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah, plus the font was, like, from 2006, like a Windows font.
Yeah.
Yeah. They also found dots with an RGB value that apparently wasn't that's what it was. They found these dots, which are remains of a post-processing effect.
Oh,
yeah, that's what it was. That's what I was thinking of before. So they do find all of these things. They found the debunked audio effects, all that shit. But again, like. Part of me still wants to believe this is real. Like, for all we know, this was heavily edited to make it seem less legit so we don't have the fucking FBI banging on Ivan's door or something. You know?
Well, yeah, and that's the point they bring up on the website. And I guess I'm still trying to defend what I was saying earlier. But, like, the only thing that, even with all those things, the only thing that we know for sure is that the footage from the first and second videos is edited. Like, that's the only thing you actually know based on those things. There's been, as far as I can tell from reading the website, there's been really no concrete, like, examples of someone being able to say that the actual footage that is underneath these effects is fake because
this. But why would you fake... Why would you fake effects for footage if it's not?
Well, there's a whole fucking section of the website that lays that out, Mike. Reasons.
Go ahead.
Reasons that you might. Hold on.
I wish I would have gotten to read more of the website.
See, I love this about.
I'm scrolling through it right now, but I'm so the thing that I'm having trouble with this whole thing is when I listen to the Art Bell like clip that they so this guy. Fucking L.A. Marzulli, he calls in, right, and he's talking about his discussion with a guy named Bob Williams, an expert in special effects.
It's all coming together.
Right? It's him.
No and two basically, people have the name Robert before.
I will say, this L.A. Marzulli guy is kind of a fuckhead as far as, like, his worldviews go, so, like, we'll disregard that.
He's also just a fuckhead.
Just for the sake of things. This guy, Bob Williams, basically goes, so, you know, you have this footage, and he talks about the grain and he's like, watch it. You'll see the same grain every time, you know, flashes every couple of seconds, whatever. Easy peasy. Everybody knows it already, whatever. But, he starts talking about how like no person with a camera in their right fucking mind, if they're capturing footage of an alien, would point the camera towards the alien and then immediately remove the camera from the alien. Why would, like, nobody worth a damn with a camera in their hand would take 2 seconds of footage of an alien.
Right.
And, well, like, that kind of, that struck me. I mean, but the first
keep in mind, though, these are snippets from 180 minutes worth of footage, so we haven't seen the full footage.
My cat is getting comfy. I don't know if y'all saw that, but that man got comfy in the background. Anyways.
There's also another guy, I forget his name, but Corridor Crew kind of challenges him on this as well. The guy's like, no, this is 100% real because, you know, you have all these reasons here. And the guy who was interviewing him, I forget who it was like, well, they found like the exact same filter on After Effects, like the exact same film filter. And he's like, well, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean it's the same thing. And then he goes on to say, like, I can show you a picture of my butthole and it'll be different from your butthole, but there's still buttholes. And it's like, why is that? Where you, yeah, everyone's just like, why are you talking about your butthole?
It's like flat earth theory videos. I love going, I'm fucking derailing real hard now. We should do an episode on flat earth theory.
Oh, God. I love the Netflix documentary where the guy proves himself wrong. He's just like,
the guy with the laser. He's like, I'm going to put these two holes like a mile apart and I'm going to fire this laser at him. And if the earth's flat, it's going to go through this hole. And then it totally doesn't. And he's like, well, I did something wrong.
We don't have all the data. Yeah, he's like, we just don't have all the data. No, fuck you. That shit cracks me up.
I'm going to forget to do this, but I don't do this right now. So the section of the website, talking about the After Effects thing, the section of the website that lays out reasons why somebody might edit footage, even if the footage is real, are one, spicing up bland footage. So basically,
you know,
this is
bland
just
footage
like,
of real aliens.
It's not, actual footage of Grays isn't entertaining enough. So I got to add some fucking cinematic value here.
Zhuzh it up.
Yeah. Two.
God damn it.
Got to throw a TikTok filter on this.
Incompetence and naivety. Never underestimate human decision making and the possibility of bizarre reasoning like, I thought it looked cooler that way. So Ivan, this guy who is like, I got
real alien footage
was like, man, I just thought it looked cooler if I just ran it through After Effects first.
What if he just had like a Blu-ray of alien footage and he's just like, not for me. Let's dumb it down a bit. Let's add the film real clickety clacks.
Three, planned degradation. The effects could have been an integral part of a hoaxing project to hide imperfections and limit production costs, which is what I think the most reasonable explanation is. It's basically just saying they used these effects to just cover up the fact that the actual footage wasn't that convincing. So
the real footage looked fake, so they added shit to try to make it look real?
Well, okay, so I said that this section of the website explains reasons that they may have edited legitimate footage, but that one is saying that this may not be legitimate footage, and they just put the effects on top of it to make it look more like convincing.
Oh, so number three is that it's fake.
Right. Number three is that it's fake. Number four is blackmail. Cool. The leaker may have wanted to show just enough to make the original owner aware of the extent of the leak without the implicit threat of an uncontrolled release. I don't understand this at all.
And that doesn't make sense to me.
Why the effects, though? Just show smaller sections of the film? I don't.
Yeah. And to me, that doesn't make sense because Ivan states himself that these are snippets from 180 minutes of video, which means how would he know that if he didn't own the 180 minutes of the video?
Yeah, I don't have a clue what the effects add to that point at all.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Responsibility. Ivan might have tampered with the footage to initially keep it in a gray zone and gauge the reaction of the general public to determine how to move forward. So basically, this is saying they're edited to intentionally make it plausible that these are fake just to see if the public would be receptive to a leak of this magnitude.
And now we have a whole website.
And now we have a whole website.
Skinny Bob. I mean, we are not doing this website justice, by the way.
Yeah, it's so long.
1,000%.
It's a huge.
SkinnyBob.info. It is a huge.
It is a huge.
I shit you not. Like, there's even a bit where they're like, oh, you know, some people are like, whoa, look at those weird, like, in some of the shots, there's diagonals. And that means that it's fake because that means it's edited and it's weird because there's no diagonals when there's motion in old cameras or some dumb shit. And they're like, well, actually, if you look at this picture from like 1928, you'll see that this guy's moving so fast during this picture that it causes a diagonal in the imagery. And they just go on with weird shit like that. They got fucking arrows and they're lining up pictures with other shit. There is so much.
They
3D
model a fucking house just to show you the actual rotation of the camera in this footage. So the point, that section of the website I thought was really interesting because like the entire point of that section of the website is they 3D model a house and then they set up a camera in Unity or whatever and like move or Blender and like move the camera around to show the movement of the camera as it's filming the UFO. And so like that section is talking about how if there's a UFO floating in the sky and you wanted to film the UFO, why would you film the house? Because the camera is very obviously pivoting around the house. So what seems most plausible is that this was actually just footage of the house that somebody later put this UFO in. But then my question is like 12 years on, they have all of this footage that based on everything on the website, as far as I can tell, is like period correct. Like most of the footage seems to actually be from the time period that it claims to be from. If they have all of this footage that they're like superimposing shit onto, why has nobody been able to find the original footage? That's my question.
Yeah. Well, right. You know what? Actually, there is some levity to that. It depends on when this footage is coming from, because a lot of media from, I think it's like 1930 and earlier, is like just straight up gone. So if this is like early enough, it could just be straight up disappeared because they didn't, what's the word I'm looking for? They didn't take care of film back then. They didn't like make sure everything was sealed up.
Yeah, but how'd this random fucking person from 2011 get a hold of it?
Sometimes you can find film, little bits and pieces. I don't fucking know. I got all the answers. Ask Skinny Bob, okay?
If Ivan could find it, why can't anybody else? That's the question.
And that's a valid question.
I think there's a lot of, like, why is he hiding it? Why is, you know, like, what's the point?
This is also how fucking insane these guys went. I don't know if this is the same one that you brought up before, Matt, but in the first video, we see a UFO flying over a city, like a little town.
Mm.
They stabilized the footage and they looped it of this UFO over this this town, and they created an entire 3D reconstruction of the landscape of the town.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
And then they added the camera in the background and everything. Is that the same one you're talking about?
Yeah. They fucking whole ass went Google Earth on this shit. And like,
it's insane to me how much shit they put in.
Well, I'm also like, amazed that so far nobody, so like the prominent structure in this 3D recreation of this landscape is like these very long white buildings that they go into a lot of detail about, which I guess could be like barns for cows that they use for milking or something. But like, we need one of those fucking GeoGuessr people to just look at this and be like,
right? Oh my God.
Like in 35 seconds, just be like, got it.
They've taken like the picture of the alien on the ground, like presumed dead, and they found footprints there. And they even estimated the measurements of the footprints.
Yeah.
And the depth of the heel to find out like the size and weight and everything of the guys that are walking around.
Uh-huh. The website fucking goes into detail about the measurements of the aliens. Like there's even like in that first video where the alien's laying on the ground and it's like kind of like in the fetal position. They like 3D reconstruct the alien and then lay it out so that they can measure how tall they think it is.
But going back to the
white buildings, the point I was making is like these are very prominent structures. And it doesn't make sense to me that either A, they're not still on Google Maps somewhere or something and somebody hasn't found them, or B, if this is just because it's like period correct footage and these buildings don't exist anymore, I would still feel like there's not that much video footage, especially from an aircraft from the 1940s. Mm-hmm. Like the footage has to be somewhere. Somebody has to know where this is, like the unedited version of this.
I mean, I
there was like an email that came out. I don't know if you read that, but like basically some random user got like sent an email to Ivan and actually got a response back. It was like, do you happen to know who the copyright holder is for Skinny Bob? Also wondering who the original leaker of the footage is. Somebody told me that the footage came out through you. Any info would be great, blah, blah, blah. And Ivan just goes, we were sent that footage to release from a source, the same source that sent us redacted. I know it's the original source because the original version is not available to anyone. That's where you won't find it anywhere on the internet. We used several sock channels on YouTube and other sites, and we did it this way to make sure info got out, even if our one channel or website was terminated.
So where are the other ones?
Yeah, right. What's the other sock channels, bro? Ivan, where's 1 through 134?
And here's the last bit that I want to touch on it too when you're done, Doug.
That was really it. I don't know. There's just, I have a very hard opinion on this one, which I'm sure we'll get to in a minute here, but yeah, go ahead.
So the last bit I want to touch on. Moot, you talked about in video two where it kind of goes to a video of like this weird like dish looking thing. Remember that?
Yeah.
So on that dish on the website, they found on the still frame of it these smudges that looked like symbols. And upon further inspection, they found out that these are potential references to the alphabet from the reticuli themselves. And if you go down on the website, they have the whole ass alphabet on there about the reticuli like language. And they think
the one that,
that
we talked about in Serpo.
Yeah. And they think this is part of it. They make a 3D render of the plate to like show you why it comes out blurry on the picture, how we can identify it, what it would look like. And they go drastically into that as well, like into that alphabet stuff. And they're like, what does it mean? We don't still know what it identifies at. It could mean this. It could mean that. We don't know the alphabet all that well. But it's insane how they were even able to gleam away an alphabet from this. It's fucking nuts.
Well, surely.
And apparently this is all like this alphabet was taken. They found it. See, let me find the bit again. Let me just find the fucking bit again real fast. Apparently they noticed similar characters on a copper plate that was dropped by a UFO in Edmonton, Canada in 1967. And that is where they kind of referenced this alphabet from, was this copper plate that was dropped there. And they do kind of match up a little bit, not going to lie. And they said these symbols might be ways to identify like, you know, planets or like communication, like how they communicate, the Ebes do. No one knows what it is, but the alphabet thing is very fascinating to me.
I was just scrolling through the website, and I totally forgot about speculative reenactment of the fucking teeth. Like,
oh, yeah, I saw that one.
That's the funniest section to me. There's
And they even reference back to the fucking the Quebec one that I was talking about, the Quebec alien that was found in the river. They reference to that guy, too, in this. There's so much fucking shit. Everyone that's listening, go see fucking skinnybob.info. The fucking Mars Attacks Martians are even on here. Like, they're like,
It's because they talk a lot about the special effects stuff, like how it'd be way cheaper for someone to make just like a good like silicon mask over CGI at the time, which
I don't know. But so let's kind of get into it, boys. So we haven't done this in a minute. Real or fake? I want to say, let's go on go. I want you to say if you think it's real or if you think it's fake, okay? So.
All right.
3, 2, 1, go.
Fake. Does anybody want to back themselves up? Because you're not going to say, anything anybody who hasn't already talked to the like owner of this website hasn't already said.
I will back myself up once I hear yours. What was yours?
I'm going to die. Mine's short and sweet, and I can't get over the fact that they've edited the footage.
Yeah.
There's no point for them to edit the footage. There's no point for them to not release more footage if they're trying to stop, like, if they're trying to, like, not be shut down. If this was real and the government didn't want us to know, this would be shut down. Easy as that. Like, our government has the power to do that, and they would, and they haven't.
I didn't hear your answer.
My answer is a combination of Doug's and then what I guess everybody who watches this who says that it's fake, according to the website.
Oh,
says.
Wait.
So,
do you think it's fake too?
Yeah, I think it's fake. The first thing is, why would you edit the footage? It doesn't make any fucking sense. Especially, why would you edit it so obviously? Why would you do things like add timestamps that don't exist? Like, you don't know. Right. You don't know what time it was when this video was recorded. Why would you just throw that in for flair? Doesn't make.
You're just guessing, yeah, maybe.
But it doesn't make any sense at
Let's
all.
Say
if you're gonna leak
3 o'clock.
If you're gonna leak some confidential footage of something, I don't know. Doug already made that point. The second thing is, Skinny Bob himself is a 3D model. The website says everybody watches this and says it's a 3D model, but you don't know that. You don't know that this isn't just how aliens move. It's a fucking 3D model. It just is.
It just sounds like an upset like 12-year-old. They're like, you don't know that. Yeah. Like, you can't prove that.
And part of me wants to believe, but I agree. Especially because this was made, 12 years ago does sound like a long time ago, but it was 2011. We did have sophisticated enough technology that you could make a 3D model and make it pretty realistic looking. I mean, fuck, they made the T-Rex in Jurassic Park in 1993.
Right.
You can do anything in 2011.
Whoever made these videos was fairly capable, but it's a 3D fucking model. It just...
Yeah, yeah.
They were this looks pretty fake. Maybe if I
just add a bunch of After Effects,
make it look really old. Effects,
yeah.
That'll get them. No, the guys, this is real. Trust me. I heavily edited it. That means it's legit.
It's essentially the Kane Pixels approach, right? It's like, it's made in Blender or whatever, and like the raw footage probably wouldn't be that convincing. But if you add a VHS filter and some shaky cam, and do the lighting just right, it looks pretty good. Like, it's the same thing.
It's a little heartbreaking, but I agree. As much as I want this to be real, because you know it is pretty good looking. I'll give it that. Like, especially for 2011, this is pretty fucking great. Not gonna lie. And I'm sorry to break it to all of you on SkinnyBob.info that are recreating 3D models of towns to help your cause. I'm sorry, man. It's fake. You gotta let it go. The only downside is I don't think they will, because they're too deep in. They've spent all this time on it. You can't say it's fake now.
Yeah.
I think that's where they're at. And I agree. It's very obvious that Skinny Bob is a 3D model. He moves way too weightlessly. You can say that's just how the grays are, but here's the thing.
I will give them credit. Did you watch the video in the 1.5 speed?
I read that, but I didn't. Why?
It looks better. It does look better. I will say, like, it actually makes it look better. Like, it doesn't look so choppy.
1.5 speed is a relatively new add-on. They didn't have that 12 years ago on YouTube. So doing that now...
Well, the whole point is that if you put it in 1.5... Yeah, if you put it in the 1.5 speed, you can see that the timestamp, as fake as the timestamp is, actually is going at like 1 second now, or just about 1 second.
Normal speed is slowed down, and that's why it looks fake. Is that what you're saying?
Gotcha. Does Skinny Bob get a little bit more?
That's why it looks so like. He does actually. Yeah, like I like you can literally go in and. He looks better.
I think what might actually be happening there though is like if you speed it up, like it. Does it cut out frames? And so there's less information for you to determine whether it's fake or not.
How do I speed up?
Okay, so yeah.
There's a little gear.
There's a gear
on your player.
Oh, there is. Look at that.
And it says playback speed.
What in hell?
I mean, you're not wrong. It does look more convincing.
Does it?
Yeah, it looks human, more human. Like,
I still think if I saw this originally at this speed, I'd still say, hey, that's a 3D model.
No, because here's
1,000%.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. It's blinking way too much.
Here's the thing.
And
here's the thing I'm going to say about what convinces me very thoroughly that this is a 3D model is that you can see the texture on the model's head. So, like, the way a 3D model's texture works is it's a 2D image that's just wrapped around a 3D model. And when it moves, it's going to stretch out certain parts of that texture. And when he blinks, you can see that there's not like, there isn't more skin flap or whatever unfolding from underneath his, like the crusts of his eyes.
It's the same bit, just stretched.
Yeah, it's the same texture that's just like stretching out in a very unnatural way. It's not skin. Yeah. It's like,
I don't think the 1.5 speed really helped me out personally, because I think it moved too quick, and that to me added to the weightlessness, and he just started blinking way too much.
That's fair. I think, kind of going off of what you were saying about the like texture mapping, is like if you like look at its forehead too, when it's blinking, you get like zero like movement,
right?
And like the skin,
Corridor Crew brings like, that up.
It
too.
Just can, it can like just stays.
Don't stretch out.
I highly recommend go to Corridor Crew's website, YouTube channel. They do a thing where it's like they talk about UFOs, just Corridor Crew UFOs. It's like the most recent one where they talk about this guy, and it's pretty fun. They break it down really cool, and they go over a bunch of stuff. But yeah, I'm gonna go with fake. I'm sorry. As much fun as it is to be on skinnybob.info and look at all this shit, it's just fake, and there's no getting around it. And plus, and here's the one
it's
part
definitely
that I
a great
think,
rabbit hole.
It is, and here's the one part that I don't think anyone's really talking about on there is
this is you have
this supposed to take place. Yeah, this is supposed to be like 1940s footage, and you get that footage of the UFO by the house, and they're pretty close, and this camera's wrapping around. So this camera had to be in some sort of aircraft as well. Yeah?
Because of its proximity to the... Yeah, they say that it could be an automobile or a train as well. They cover that on the website.
But it's pretty high up, I feel, to where it would have to share altitude with some sort of airplane. Because it's pretty tall.
No, it's definitely just... It's
no,
just,
it's ground level.
Yeah, isn't it? Is it ground level? I thought it was it's second story level.
It's just far away. It's just like far away.
Yeah, it could be zoomed in.
I suppose. I don't know. Yeah, I'm still saying fake. Fuck you. I'm still saying fake. there you go. I don't know. It's too good to be true. Again, this was uploaded 12 years ago. I feel like with the amount of shit that like the government's even letting out now about aliens, that they're even like, even the government now is like, oh, look, aliens could be real. Like they let out all that like military footage of like the alien stuff passing by. They're like, oh yeah, that's like an unidentified thing. We don't know what that was. It's potential extraterrestrial. Like even the government's starting to admit stuff very slowly. I feel like they would have brought this to the table already if it was legit.
What about the Miami aliens? You guys been seeing anything about that?
No. That fake ass the creature.
I haven't looked into it. Apparently, yeah. I guess some shits. I hope it's fake.
It is, unfortunately, because it's like a 3D creature that's running around, but it's just some guy making some goofy looking
like in a mall or some shit or something.
No, it's just walking the streets. Like, it's just dark streets of Miami.
What I was saying was there's a bunch of people talking about an alien at a mall or some shit. I don't really know. It could have been in a mall.
Yeah, it could have been in a mall. I saw one of it crossing the street outside, but
yeah. So it was like I guess a mall, and the police blamed it on like teenagers fighting or something. I don't know.
Oh yeah, that, and there was like 400.
Yeah,
cops
there was like
there.
A bajillion.
Yeah,
cops.
Yeah.
But
allegedly, everyone's like, "Oh, what is it?" I don't know. It wasn't aliens. I can tell you that for sure. It's never aliens.
Yeah, I was gonna say what. Fro in the Discord just said is like, if you want a good debunk of that whole story, King in our Discord in the general chat actually did a very thorough write up on why it's verifiably false the other day.
The Miami?
Yeah.
The Miami
what
thing?
Fuck.
Hell yeah, we have our own fucking Mythbuster.
Yeah, motherfucking King is building Legos and shit.
Hell yeah.
I'm building Legos and shit.
Hell yeah, and shit. I don't know.
Oh, damn. He really did put like a whole ass write up. Okay.
Fucking dysentery on there or whatever.
I'll read that later.
Well, I think we squashed this enough and we pummeled it into the ground.
We didn't squash it enough for the people who have been obsessed with this for 12 years.
I can't wait for their comments on our YouTube channel.
I hope they do.
Oh, my God. I know. I can't wait.
I'm going to get so much stuff.
Title this episode just Skinny Bob Fake as Fuck.
So something that a podcast I used to watch called Allegedly Possibly Maybe did on one of their episodes was they actually got a flat earther to like call into the show, and they like they were very respectful about it, but they like got him to explain his whole position and stuff. I feel like we should do that with somebody who believes in Skinny Bob.
I would love that.
Let's do an interview. We can throw it up on the Patreon.
All right. We still have to. We have interviews. We still do have to reach out to people. We have some.
We do. We do. So that being said, I guess if we're getting out of episode territory here, we called an audible tonight, and that's why we're doing this episode, because our next episode is one that we're all really excited for, actually. So hopefully that'll be fun for everyone. But we wanted to do it right because inclement weather in the Illinois area.
And also the
fun thing is, right. Too. That's why we're currently trying to bail Jason out, but no promises.
We don't.
He might have killed himself. I'm not sure. Trigger warning.
Listening back on last week's episode, it's funny hearing Moot go, "Watch out for next week. We got a real banger coming."
Hey, this is and then here it is. Shut the fuck up.
It was. I love the alien talk. I just hate the comments that we get about it because people are dumb and they can't just have fun with a thing.
Going for the jugular.
You can't just have fun. Hey, okay, so you can't just have fun with a thing. You gotta make it a whole bit. You can't just be like, oh, a fun alien fucking video. Oh, isn't this interesting? No, someone's always got to be like, oh, no, this is 100% real and you're wrong and this is why. And someone's always got to tear it to ribbons. It was Trump, yes. And I'm just tired of it. Why can't I just have a really fun, entertaining thing? And I know we kind of ripped this apart, but we also flattered it a lot. It was really entertaining and really fun. But you have the people like on skinnybob.info that are like, oh, it's so real. I don't care if it's edited. You know, oh, so he used After Effects on it. Big whoop. Yeah, no, big whoop. That means it's fucking fake. But you know, it's still okay, because this shit is really cool looking. It's really fun.
Oh, it is very
thoroughly
cool.
Enjoyed it.
I appreciate thoroughly the dedication to whoever made these. Just
I don't need a motherfucker calling me a clown in the comments because I enjoyed a thing and still know it's fake. You should know it's fake too, but still have fun with it.
Don't.
That's all I got.
Don't get me started, because then we're going to have the whole debate about ARGs again. But I very...
another
thing. I very much appreciate the fact that somebody made these, uploaded them to YouTube, and all these years later has not just been like, yeah, I was the person who did it.
Yeah, they're completely anonymous.
Yeah, they're just like, and I'm outie.
Yeah. And I just like that there's a community around it still. Like, that's my favorite part, is to this day, people are still talking about it.
And people are still actively posting in this thing. Like, oh, it's like...
There's a
12 years later.
Yeah, there's a comment on this YouTube video from a year ago. A decade later, and I'm still no closer to the truth. I'm absolutely torn between knowing this is real and thinking that I'm crazy. I wish I had the only answer I've ever cared about before ending this game called life. 71 upvotes.
Man proceeded to shoot himself after that.
Not enough to save him. Well, on that note, I'm going to go ahead and say go to deluded.com and patreon.com/deludipod. You could chuck in something or nothing. If you go to the website and you sign up through there, you get so much more stuff as well, like exclusive merch and discounts on merch. It's super cool that we got that there for you. So go take a peek. Also, you could just go to deludi.com just because it's fun and we could use the clicks. So go do that. You could go to our socials. We're everywhere on every social. We're DeludiPod. We're at DeludiPod, or Don't Look Under the Internet. Just fucking search us. We'll be right fucking there. You could go to our YouTube, just search Don't Look Under the Internet, or youtube.com/@DeludiPod. But let's be real, just look up Don't Look Under the Internet. All right, there. That's the easy way to go about it. You could also go to buymeacoffee.com/DeludiPod, and you could chuck in something there as well. But let's be real, it's going to be booze. It's not going to be a coffee. I don't drink coffee. I'm a tea guy. I don't drink
it's going to be heroin.
Wow, finally someone who actually pays attention to what they're looking at. I've been trying to tell people the same thing, but just so many want to think that Roswell and won't open their eyes. This footage has been leaking for years now, at least since the mid-90s.
Was that...
Woo!
Was that the comment? Woo! Yeah. There's only one thing that comes to my brain when this entire time I was searching this up.
What?
And it's this.
Well, this video is demonetized now.
No, it's okay. We're good. That's all I'm playing. I want to believe.
We're getting demonetized. 1,000%.
Go to all our things. Go to all of our things, and I'll love you for it. That'd be really cool. You could also Google us. That'd be fun too. We go to our Gmail for inquiries and also just general emails at doodlypod@gmail.com. And you could send us a voicemail or a text at 630-909-9366. You can send us a text, we'll respond, or you can send us a voicemail, we'll play it at the end of the show. We need more voicemails, so get on it, people. Internet, the fuck? We need a new one.
Oh, I got a Discord DM from them the other day saying they're on pause, on hiatus.
On hiatus? You can't hiatus. You're internet. What are you thinking? Get on it. Go. Come on. Mush.
We need content. Taking us out of the game.
Yeah. How are you going to take me out of the game like that? I'm on a pause. I got to
fucking deal with some shit. I'll be back in a little while.
I'll be back.
You know the TikTok guy that
I gotta sort out.
You know the TikTok guy that's like from IKEA, and he's just like, "Oh, you're about to lose a longtime customer." Good, and it's got the background music. It's like do 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 do. You know what I'm talking about?
Not a clue.
The guy that was in Cocaine Bear.
Didn't see.
Okay,
it.
Great. You guys suck. Anyway, Doug, do you have anything to say to people?
Yeah.
Say it.
Thank you, everybody, for sticking with us last year. Hopefully this year will be a little more organized on our end. As we said in the beginning, we
don't shake your head,
are going to. Yeah, no, it's very unlikely. But we're going to try and bring you what do we call it? Diluti 4.0, because I think we're technically our firmware is at 3. So we're going to try and do a 4.0 rebrand. Not really a rebrand. I guess that's not the right word. But we're going to try and fix harder. Things. Yes. Harder.
Hold out. Hold out, Diluti. The country of Diluti stand. Hold
basically,
strong.
It'll be better for everyone, hopefully, soon, at some point.
Muttholomew J. Simpson, do you have a thing to say?
This is not from the KGB. We were meant to think that it was. The shutter sound and the title plate were added to misdirect. I still think the footage itself is real, though.
What a shame.
What do you got to say, Jack Daddy?
Jack Daddy.
He just wants scritches?
That's all he wants.
Okay. He just wants scritches.
Everyone, have a merry Diluti day. And remember to dilute yourself at least once a day, and you'll feel better. So there's that. And then send me Megamind DVDs. The P.O. box is in the fucking description. Bullshit. Also,
what did we
send
get
me teeth
in
as well.
The P.O. box the other day. Did you open it? Or
oh,
you...
shit. Should I? I didn't. I was going to wait. Do you want me to
grab
that?
Do a bonus after this?
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. Let's open it on the bonus.
All right. Okay.
Ow.
That works.
Go all to right.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for coming.
Love you lots.
Y'all suck. I hate all of you. So stupid, all of you.
Welcome back to Internet. Unfortunately, with the change of the new year, our systems have corrupted some of our files and we haven't been able to continue as usual. Our messages will return in time. Until then, be safe. Remember to go on long walks. And remember to never let too much snow touch you this year. If too much does, it may be too late. Good night and see you soon.